going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And they got an awful lot to drop down three spots. The question is, did you give up a guy who's a potential Hall of Famer? It's going to be fascinating to watch what this kid does in the NFL. I would have liked to have seen him here. It would have been fun to watch. But I expressed during the show, you know, early in the week, late last week, you're taking a real swing at a guy whose value seems to be in doing something that's never been done in the NFL before. Now, could he be the first guy to do it? Sure he could. And if he's truly, you know, we're seeing comparisons. And well, he's Justin Jefferson on offense and he's Champ Bailey on defense. Really? Let's see him pull that off. Because if he's just a wide receiver and he's not Justin Jefferson caliber, well, then you probably drafted him too high. You know, if it ends up going that way. And if he's just a corner, you probably drafted him too high. I think he's going to have to actually do both to justify the trade and maybe even to justify the draft position. Mm. That said, man, what a great fuchsia jacket he had on last night.
Oh,
did he
look
borrow
at
that
you.
From Slider?
Oh, you are just so worried about
things. Did he get
like
it from
that.
Slider?
Sure.
Would have been great.
Probably.
Additional thing.
I want to let you know Eric Edholm's going to join us at 11:20. Daryl Ryder will be with us for two segments today. We were going to do a big roundtable with him. That's a pretty big roundtable, if you ask me. 40 minutes of Ryder right here on Baskin and Phelps starting at noon. And then John Jansen, who's a color analyst for the Michigan Wolverines, can talk a little bit more about Mr. Graham. Again, when you take a look at the trade, I don't know. I just think there are three ways to look at it, right? Love it, hate it, or let's see. Can you think of another way to look at the trade?
There's only one way to look at it.
What is it?
Must see.
Well, no, I'm giving
let's
you three
see.
Ways.
That's
let's,
it.
So you're saying let's see.
Well, it has to be.
Okay, so I'm going to ask everyone that calls in today, love it, hate it, or let's see.
Okay.
Can I give him another option?
No, I don't. That pretty
it's
much
either love
does it.
So, do you want to be counted in this? Do you love it, hate it, or let's see?
There's no way to answer it other than let's see.
Okay, Jeff Phelps says let's see. Andy Baskin wants to say love it, but he's going to say let's see because he's smarter than say love it because you just don't know.
I got a text last night from a buddy who said, "Oh my God, we just traded Julio Jones again."
I saw something like that too. Maybe it was the same person. I don't know.
No,
it wasn't. Okay,
and I thought, wow. And remember who they ended up with? Phil Taylor, defensive tackle. So you traded a Hall of Fame wide receiver and you ended up with Phil Taylor. That trade didn't work. Maybe this trade works. Because you did get, I mean, you dropped down three spots, Andy. I would have thought the price tag on dropping down three spots, just three spots.
Right.
Might just be your second round pick and maybe a fourth. Something like that. You got next year's number one. Which screams a lot of different things that we'll be talking about.
We are
forward.
Banking on Prince Charming having a very, very bad season next year, too, right?
And that you're talking about Trevor Lawrence, right?
Yeah.
Another buddy of mine called him Prince Valiant last night. I wasn't sure who he was talking about.
You know who that is, right? Spaceballs.
Well, I do now.
Now you do. You're good. Jim is in Cleveland. You can say what you want, but first answer the question. Love it, hate it, or let's see.
Because I'm smart, I hate it.
Okay, you hate it. Okay, congratulations on your smartness.
Yeah. Self-anointed. Nice.
Yes.
You know, you could have had Hunter, and you could have had Sanders, and you blew it. You blew it.
Well, no, you didn't blow it. You can have Sanders.
Sanders you can still have.
Tonight.
Yeah, but that's not both now, is it? You could have had both. Who's going to be the quarterback for the Browns? Who's going to throw the ball? Go ahead.
You tell me.
Exactly. Well, they're saying it's Kenny Pickett.
It's still to be determined.
I mean, look, if you end up with Arch Manning next year, are you okay with it?
Oh,
are you okay? I asked you a question. My question is,
if we end up with I don't know, Bart Starr.
I didn't say that, Jim. I asked you a question. If we end up with Arch Manning next year, would you be okay with that? That's the question.
I don't know. Maybe we'll have to see.
I mean, you're assuming that Shedeur Sanders is going to be great. You're assuming that Hunter's going to be great too. You know that, right? You're assuming they haven't played.
I've watched
these guys play too. I've seen plenty of guys that are outstanding.
How did Hunter
get
the
ball? Can you turn him down for a second? Oh my God. I'm not going to sit here and scream back and forth. You talk, I talk. Otherwise, it's going to be a super long day. What'd you say?
No, not a word. I don't want to cut in.
Tom is in Cleveland. Hi, Tom. Love it, hate it, or let's see?
Let's see.
Okay. What do you got?
My thing is, isn't there some stipulation where any quarterbacks taken in the first round, they get that automatic fifth year added on to them?
Anybody taken in the first round. Anybody. It's not automatic. It's
five
just if you want it.
Contracts for first round picks.
Yes.
Well, I look at it this way. You know, what the hell does it hurt to let Shedeur go down to number 33?
Exactly. You exactly, know? Yeah.
And are you assuming they take him, Tom? Because I think that's a big assumption.
That's neither here nor there. They could take, there's a couple other quarterbacks that they can take.
Or you could take none at all and play Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco.
Exactly. You know, have to wait and see. But, you know, I don't see what it hurts by letting him wait overnight. Let him rent a room with his with the portal money.
All right, Tom. Thank you. 216-474-0092. I'm going to wait till the end of the call then to ask the question. Now, Jeff, don't let me forget.
Oh, good.
That way we'll get. Well, this will be much. It is truly a Browns Therapy Friday. Can you feel it, Jeff? Can you feel the love?
Yeah.
You don't like that. You don't like when I label things.
No, I don't. Well, not therapy.
No, it's totally therapy.
No, it isn't.
This is totally therapy.
Could be really
today.
Good. Well, could be really bad.
Can you stop assuming that therapy is bad?
I'm not assuming therapy is bad.
I just
think we should analyze the draft.
Well, we are. We're letting everyone else analyze it, too. It's their therapeutic measurement here in Northeast. It's a tradition that's been on for 13 years. We are here the day after anything big, like a game or the draft, and it is your opportunity to let everybody know, and it's our opportunity to sit there and try to figure out if you're a genius or you're an idiot. Todd in Ward 1. Hi, Todd.
Hello, Andy.
Hello, Todd.
Jeff.
Todd.
So they did half of what I wanted them to do. I wanted them to get back to the fifth pick. I just didn't think Jacksonville was going to let them do it. However, it is beyond me as to how on earth they passed on James Pierce. You do know the Eagles picked up Pierce, right?
Well, they picked him up at the end of the round. No, they went to the Falcons.
The Falcons got him.
He went to the Falcons.
Nah, James Pierce is with the Philadelphia Eagles unless they traded him to the Falcons.
The Falcons picked him at 26.
I thought the Eagles picked him at 26.
Isn't that correct?
Yeah, it's a Falcon.
Yeah, Falcons picked him at 26. Yeah.
Well, they recognized it. How is it that the Browns didn't recognize it? I know there's things that go on that they're just not going to tell us about.
There are all kinds of guys that are going to get taken, and everybody's going to think, oh, they should have got this guy.
Right.
You're only going to get a certain number of guys.
I'm accepting of that.
Maybe Pierce ends up being terrific. If so, good for him.
Todd, love it, hate it, or let's see.
I'm also accepting.
Now, you got to answer a question. Love it, hate it, or let's see.
Let's see.
All right. Let's see is doing pretty good. I'm very optimistic.
Andy, the only thing that could have been the only thing that could have been less exciting than
is if they would have traded out of the first round.
Dropping down to 5 and taking a defensive tackle would have been trading down to 5 and taking an offensive lineman. Let's be fair about this. Oh, hey, you got a big dude who wrestled and can play in the middle of the defensive line. Now, he could be great.
Do we need help there? Yes.
Everything I've read about the kid, other than this, I keep hearing this. He's got short arms. Okay, great. Other than having short arms, and his arms are in part of the draft analysis.
You mean he doesn't like the tip? Or
he's never reaching for the wallet.
No.
His arms are not good. Okay. Well, he was still one of the more highly rated players in this draft, and the Browns got him. And I love the idea of a dominant defensive line. Why? Teams with dominant defensive lines win Super Bowls. Take a look at this year. Mm. That's what happened. I get that. But it's not a real exciting pick. Now let's see what they do with that second-round pick that they picked up from Jacksonville. And I'm expecting wide receiver off.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Offensive lineman, running back, coming up with these two picks high in the second round.
Tom is in Green Bay, home of the draft this year. Wow. Hi, Tom. How are you?
I got another option, whether you like it or hate it.
No, it's my game. It's love it, hate it, or let's see. Go ahead.
How about the Browns being the Browns?
Now, good answer, though. Love it, hate it, or let's see. Are you in Green Bay? Did you go last night?
No, it's a zoo. It's like the city wasn't built for a 250,000 new people. The roads ain't. Everybody went food shopping on Monday, and they're staying away from the stadium for the most part because it's a zoo. But the good thing
I
got
to tell you, Green Bay looked great on TV last night. So
do you live in Green Bay, Tom,
well,
or are you a Clevelander?
People there don't know how to get around. You know, they don't know the side streets. So side streets are good, but no, I'm on the east side, and so I have to cross the river to go to Lambeau. So
yeah, it feels like when you go there, there's like that one big, you land at the airport, and if you're trying to get downtown, there's one big street, right? Like there's a freeway there, and then there's another street. And then you go right by the stadium.
You can run down Ashland or Oneida and then hit Mason Street and get in downtown. And
Tom, you any good at Hammerschlagen? Are you any good at that game?
No. Can't.
It scares me. That game scares me. I think you get somebody who's had a few too many. Next thing you know, instead of using a hammer, they use someone's forehead to try to put the nail into the block. That scares me.
Well, it's just so you know, there's not a lot to do in Green Bay. It's a small town, so hunt, fish, get autographs, or drink. And I don't drink, so it's like it's kind of a sad comment about Green Bay.
Well, move to Cleveland.
Come back home. Come home.
Okay, that's a good idea. I'm going to have to.
All right, so wait. You hate it, though. You hate it, though, right?
I'm going to wait and see.
Oh, you went to wait and see. I convinced you.
Yeah, the only thing is I worry about is, was there somebody else you could have taken instead? You know, like what about somebody else that you could have taken? I was thinking they were going to take a linebacker, but, you know, it's, hey, as long as they're happy with the decision, and, you know, it's like I tell everybody in Green Bay, Jerry Jones, Schneider from the Redskins, and the owner of the Cleveland Browns, they're all multimillionaires, and they drive these teams into the ground. They don't win Super Bowls.
There you go. Tom, thank you. Appreciate it. All right. Well, we're going to wait and see. I think so far, if you're looking for a score, 5-1. No one loves it, though, Jeff. So far, first segment, no one loves it.
Well, there's a lot to be determined here.
It's early in the show. Early in the show for
it's, that. If you think Travis Hunter is going to be, I hate the words, the generational talent.
The unicorn, Jeff.
Then there's no way you're going to like
he's
this.
He's the unicorn. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Get it off your chest. Love it. Hate it. Let's see. What does this do for the defense? We'll talk about that next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.